Alright guys, welcome to the Figments of WDW. I'm joined by the one, the only,
Patriot East,
and we are starting a Disney podcast about everything Disney. So what are we covering today?
Well, today, seeing it's our very first episode, I say we just kind of cover a whole range of topics.
All right, we'll cover a whole range of topics. And we got to get the audience to get to know us. So we'll start off.
You introduce yourself, Omo.
Okay, so no, we should ask each other questions, you know. So what's your name, your favorite ride in each park? Like,
That's good. Okay, so Magic Kingdom, my favorites. I gotta go. So it's kind of a three-way tie, okay? Space Mountain, People Mover, and Carousel of Progress. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge Tomorrowland person, as you can tell by my three favorite rides. So you can just remember me as the Tomorrowland guy on this podcast. Mm-hmm. but in Epcot, it's probably.
I mean, for Epcot, I mean, since there's not a lot of rides, you can be your favorite
Spaceship
land.
Spaceship Earth. Well, my favorite ride is Spaceship Earth.
And what's your favorite land?
My favorite land? You mean country? And
country.
Yeah, my favorite country is probably, like, I'm going to have to say, well, before it Maelstrom closed, it was Norway. Mm-hmm. But now it's probably Great Britain because of Rose and Crown Pub. Mm-hmm. Amazing place to see fireworks, by the way. Or illuminations, rather. But favorite ride in Hollywood Studios is Tower of Terror. Mm-hmm. Because of just the rush, and especially the theming. Yes. I love theming, so. And Animal Kingdom, it's Expedition Everest, because once again, it's a thrill ride that has great theming.
Yeah. So for the Magic Kingdom, I don't know why, but I love Splash Mountain. It's definitely one of my favorites, and it's always been one of my favorites. Even though when I was like 9, I cried that I didn't want to go on it, and I was like scared, and I was like, "Mom, I'm gonna die." That's a pretty interesting story. And then Epcot, favorite ride. I really liked Old Test Track. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I kind of liked Old Test Track. But this is hard. Because, I mean, they had the Grand Fiesta Tour, so that's like a hidden gem, you know? Yeah.
A diamond in the
rock. But my favorite land is Japan, because I'm a weeaboo. No, but Japan, I don't know, the shop in Japan's pretty cool. Just the architecture is cool.
Back when I was 8, I used to buy Bakugan there. So.
Ooh, I did too. I bought Beyblades. That's what I bought.
That's like the best toy store in all of Disney. Yeah.
Did do Bakugan, which is like the little roly circle things.
Yeah, if you don't know what Bakugan is, you put it on a magnet, it becomes a ball. What it was a ball, and it transforms into like a dragon or a snake or some sort.
They're pretty dope looking. Yeah. 2000s kids will remember.
Yeah, I know.
And then favorite ride in Hollywood Studios has to be Rock and Roller Coaster. I didn't go on it until I was like 10, so I haven't had that much experience on it, but definitely one of my favorites. I mean, the Aerosmith theming, great. That's fast, loopy loops, you know. And then Animal Kingdom is probably my least favorite park. I'm just gonna say that right now. It's Expedition Everest because there's not much there.
Yeah, I find Dino Land especially weak in Animal Kingdom. I really feel like they kind of just threw in the cards. I know they put it there because of a lack of budget, but still, it's kind of a weak attempt.
It feels like an actual like amusement park and less like a Disney park in my.
It feels like a cheap carnival. You know what I mean? It's just, and it's Primeval World. It's everywhere you can go on one of those rides. Mm-hmm, and yeah. They basically come. You can just order them basically on like Amazon. So
yeah, they come pre.
They're that generic.
Yeah, Dino Land. It could have been better. They could have put someone else. The Dino Ride is a cool in theory, but that thing like whips the hell out of you. You're
oh my god! And I find it funny the track itself is perfectly just flat, and it's all the vehicle bobbing up and down, which I find funny.
Yeah, but it also it's really loud too.
Yeah,
like when the dinosaur's like screaming in your ears.
Oh my god!
Ow!
I was terrified of that thing for a while.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going back on that one. Anytime soon. Favorite place to eat now.
Ooh.
I think I know this one.
Okay, you go first.
No, I was talking about for you.
It's the place in Great Britain. Yeah. I was gonna say Rose and Crown. I mentioned it earlier. Mm-hmm. Like I said, great place to see illuminations. I mean, a little tip, an insider's tip, right? If you book it at the right time, at about 8, you can just eat there, relax,
chill,
and then illuminations will come on, and it's a great place, no one's in your way, you don't have to wait there for a long time, mm-hmm. Well, you do, but at least you have a nice meal in front of you, and the food itself is awesome, I forget the meal's name, but it consists of fish and chips, steak, and Yorkshire pudding. Yorkshire pudding is delicious. I've told Bob Fusion all about it. It's such good. It's basically mashed potato, like cheesy mashed potatoes, in a bowl of batter, like almost like a non-sweet pancake batter. It's so good.
I haven't eaten there yet, so yeah, I have to do that.
I can't suggest it enough.
It isn't a signature. I actually looked it up, so it's not a signature. It's a regular dining, which is like meal plan at one point. Yeah,
yeah, it fits on your meal plan.
Yeah. So, my first. So in the contemporary, at the very top level, you have to take like a special elevator up there, and you can only take the elevator if you have a reservation. It's California Grill. It's a signature dining, so it costs 2 points on your dining plan and not just one like other ones. So it's right on top. You can see all of the Magic Kingdom. You can see the fireworks from up there. It's really cool. The food is fantastic. It's like, it's real gourmet food. It's amazing. And it's like, if you don't have the meal plan, it's like super expensive too. Like, you can look at the menu. It's like crazy. But yeah. I would suggest the filet mignon, one of my favorite meals. And then for a normal dining, I would have to go with Beaches and Cream on the boardwalk. That's one of my favorite places. Just awesome.
Yeah.
Chill up by the pool, grab a burger or whatever, you know, it's great.
Yeah, and my favorite counter service place is probably Gaston's Tavern or Electric Umbrella. I love the view of the Interventions area.
I don't know. I hate Electric Umbrella. Like,
oh, really?
I don't know. It creeps me out.
The sign is... Oh, the inside, yeah.
Yeah.
I can get how... I don't know.
Yeah.
But I like the view of the Intervention Plaza. Sorry.
I think...
And, you know, now it's disappearing, but... it's more like one half Intervention that's kind of...
Yeah. I think for quick service, I'd have to go with Casey's Hot Dog Stand.
It's
pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is a lot.
I forgot about Casey's. Yeah, that's one of my favorites. Okay, so now let's get on to more topic. I have one.
Ooh.
Okay.
You got it off.
Okay.
Topic.
So this one's kind of not Disney World related, but okay, Shanghai Disneyland.
Yes.
I'm guessing you've heard of it.
Yep.
It's had a couple soft openings. I'm pretty. Have you seen any videos of it?
I have not, but I've heard, money-wise, before even opening, it
went way over budget.
They went way over budget, and they're, like, in debt now, and if this doesn't do good, like, Disney Shanghai, well, I don't know,
it's
really risky.
It's kind of what happened with Paris. They went over budget with Paris, it didn't make its money back, it flopped, basically. Or Disneyland Euro, rather. Or whatever you want to call it.
What is it? I don't know what it's actually called. I thought it was Disney Paris.
I think now it's Paris, but it used to be Euro.
Yeah, because, in Cabanas on the Disney Fantasy, it has the different clocks. It shows, all the different times at the different Disney parks. And it said Disney Paris, I think.
Yeah, so that's what I think they call it now. But basically, that flopped. And that's a lot of the reason why Animal Kingdom isn't as big as it was planned to be. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of the Beastly Kingdom.
No.
Okay, so basically, you know where Camp Minnie and Mickey used to be? It's where Avatar Land's going now.
I actually don't know.
So where Avatar Land is going now, or Pandora, where that's going now, when it opened, it was supposed to be Beastly Kingdom. Involving a range of dragons.
Real-life dragons, guys. Disney. They'll do anything.
Yeah, I know. But, it was supposed to have, a dragon coaster. It was supposed to have a unicorn ride. And that's why if you go to the Animal Kingdom, you can actually see dragons in the... you know how when you enter, there's the thing that says Animal Kingdom with all the animal heads in it?
Yeah,
there's actually a dragon in there.
There is. I gotta look this up.
And that's because, it's all around the park. It's even in the, all around the park. Mm. Just because that was their original plan.
So, wait, did anything ever happen? Or...
No.
I mean, there is a dragon!
Yeah, see?
It's, right dead center, too. It's not, it's...
Yeah, and that's a lot. That was also dinosaur was. I'm pretty sure dinosaur was supposed to have more of an area to itself, but that's why we got Dinoland USA instead.
Woo! Love it. Favorite, yeah, Dinoland USA.
Yeah, oh, but kind of grateful that happened though, because it did result in Expedition Everest being built.
Yes.
In a long term, okay? So, basically, they were like, man, there's not a lot of rides here. We really need a staple attraction. And they were originally going to build the Dragon Coaster they had planned.
Yeah, but...
But instead, every time Disney released a new mountain, there's a huge attendance spike. And last time they, they added the, Yeti in in Matterhorn.
Oh, yeah.
But they added the Yeti in Matterhorn in the 80s. They're a huge attendance spike to Disneyland, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, hey, why not add a Yeti coaster? Mm-hmm. And that's what happened with Expedition Everest.
Man, there's gorillas at, it's concept art.
Yeah, exactly. Concept,
right? There's gorillas at Animal Kingdom. You know, when I was little, I've always wanted to jump in a gorilla pit. You know, it's one of my lifelong dreams.
Yeah, I can't tell if you're joking.
Kidding, dude.
Okay,
Because of the human.
I know. I couldn't tell if you were gonna.
Okay, I've always wanted to jump in a gorilla pit. It just hugged the gorilla.
You know. Get dragged through water by a gorilla. Okay, let's not talk about. Let's not get sidetracked here.
I think Animal Kingdom is definitely the least Disney-esque.
In
my opinion.
I think. Don't get me wrong. I still love Animal Kingdom. It's still better than the majority of theme parks.
Definitely.
I think if it had a couple more attractions, it would be one of my favorite parks.
Yeah, it would definitely be better.
The theming, I love the theming of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
All the small details within it, everything. It's an awesome park. It just doesn't have a lot of attractions. So I'm hoping Avatar Land really, brings it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think Hollywood Studios in Animal Kingdom are okay. But Epcot and Magic Kingdom are the parks.
Well, Epcot won't be if it continues on the trail it's going now, you know. Shutting down, half of its rides and then keeping, the 1%.
No, but, okay, this is another, icebreaker, if you want to say. What is your favorite snack in Disney World?
Favorite snack?
Mm-hmm.
Dole Whip.
Dole Whip all the way. Yeah, classic Dole Whip. Not the new Dole Whip.
Not the
dairy-free weird Dole Whip. The one at the Polynesian. That's where the classic recipe is. That's the only place you can get it. Great. And then churros and
the jalapeno pretzels.
Jalapeno pretzels and the nuts, the glazed almonds or whatever are next.
They're so good.
Great memes. Why did I just say great memes?
What?
I said why did I just say great memes? I literally just said great memes.
Oh man. Well, I don't know.
Great memes. Let's see. I think we should save our thoughts for the Frozen expansion for a later episode.
That
has to be its own episode. We have to have like Epcot in its own episode. Epcot plummeting.
Oh man, that'll be a lengthy episode of just trashing Epcot. Yeah. I mean, Epcot, I love you, but
I love you.
It's like turning in. It's like
to drunk people and little Frozen fans.
Oh my god, it's so bad. Changing something that actually had something to do with the rich history of Norway, mm-hmm. with something to do with Frozen.
Arendelle.
Next thing we know, Spaceship Earth will be Spaceship Arendelle, you know.
Spaceship Arendelle.
Bringing you... the whole... All of Epcot won't be Future World and World Showcase. It'll be Palace and Arendelle, you know?
I got a question. What's your favorite character to meet in Disney?
Favorite character to meet?
Mm-hmm.
Probably the Sorcerer Mickey in... It's in... I'm trying to think. It's, you know, Main Street USA, it's to the right. It's right next to the Lady and the Tramp restaurant.
Ooh, I've never...
He's actually... He talks.
Oh, yes. At the entrance of the park, yes.
Yep.
I know exactly. That was pretty cool. I got to meet Mike Wazowski in Hollywood Studios. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, well, if we're counting ones that aren't there anymore, it's Push the Trash Can.
Oh my gosh! I forgot about Push. Dude, Push was the man.
Oh my god.
Okay, I've met Push like 5 times, and it was like my birthday, and he would always say happy birthday, but he would always go up to cast members. This happened twice, and he would get me free fast passes for any ride I wanted for that day. I love you, Push. No, it was so cool. I have videos of me meeting him, you know.
Yeah, he was the best. I remember I literally fed him trash and he liked it.
Yeah.
And that was like the funniest thing to me when I was, you know, younger.
Little Patriots East.
Okay. Yeah, not saying that I'm not young now, but you know. I'm a grown up, right? Because I'm edgy.
I also Baymax, when you give him a hug, like he was like a blow up thing, it was really cool. I don't know. I gave Baymax a really big hug. It was pretty good.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's pretty good. So, to finish it up, because we're nearing the 18-minute mark. We're actually 19-minute mark. What are your thoughts on the new Fantasyland in Magic Kingdom?
It's an upgrade. I mean, I really kind of like it. Compared to, see, what I don't get, though, is that meet and greet spot, or how they got rid of Cinderella's Scary Adventure for the meet and greet spot.
Snow White, jeez.
Snow White. Did I say Cinderella? Oh, Jesus. Okay, I meant Snow White's Scary Adventure, which I don't get why they got rid of that, seeing... Now it's just a meet and greet in the same area. It's not like they reused the area. It's the same area. It's just now just a meet and greet.
But like much rather it's like 7 hours long to meet Frozen peoples on Elsa.
Which now it's gonna be an Epcot and that's gonna be terrible. No, but at least we got Seven Dwarfs Mine Train out of it. I like that.
It's a bit slow, but like I went on it, I got fast passes when Wishes was going off, and you go over the mountain, and like the fireworks was like, all up.
I did that with Big Thunder Mountain once. That was cool.
Yeah, Splash Mountain, I've done it.
Oh, I've done that too. Yeah.
All right, so it's... that's around 20 minutes. That was pretty good first episode, ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
So, closing thoughts?
Well, hopefully we'll have longer episodes in the future.
Gee, longer episodes, jeez.
I mean, it is a podcast.
Yeah, it is. It's true. Don't forget to give a good rating wherever this is posted to. I think we're gonna get it on iTunes.
Yeah, we're gonna put it on iTunes. Yeah, but, okay, well, thank you for listening, and see you either tomorrow or...
Tomorrow, jeez, dude.
Next week.
see you some other time, because it takes a week, at least a week, to get processed on iTunes, and I have to create cover art and everything, so...
Yeah, I know.
See you whenever.
Yeah, we might record another one tomorrow.
We might, you know, who knows. Yeah.
You never know when we record these things, we'll just be pumping them out.
Yeah.
But, see you guys.
See you.